Well, hi everyone.
Hello. Right.
Yeah. We haven't been on this here audio booth for a while.
We were a little bit in the Isle of Wight.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
This is hashtag Rambly Boo or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Rambly.
Rambly.
Rambly Boo. This tune was composed by Spencer the Rover. I mention it because he talks about rambling. We haven't got there yet. What are we rambling about? We haven't really planned it, have we? Because isn't that the point?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if we got anything
so we could each do a rambly boo, but then you have to listen to 60 of our inane waffle. For
is it 30 days, half September, April, June, and November, all the rest of 31 in September?
Yeah,
he'd be on the ramble.
Yeah.
There you go, that'll do.
Okay.
See you, Cara.
That's
Spencer the Rover by Cara Dillon. From the album Hill of Thieves. So, yeah. So, what's been happening then, my lovely darling? Beautiful.
What's been happening? Not a lot, really. I think. I don't know. We went to the Isle of Wight.
Yeah, what
it's been school holidays.
Hard to know where to start, isn't it? Yeah. Lots of things happening.
It's been school holidays.
We've had Nathan's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to the Isle of Wight for
several
supposed to
times.
Be 3 nights. Several times, but it was supposed to be 3 nights.
The last time we went.
Then turned out to be 4
yeah.
because we decided to stay an extra night.
Nathan did, well, I was going to say he did a good job of convincing us, but it wasn't really difficult, really, to be fair, was it?
Well, I just do as I'm told, and you
do. Oh, of course you do. We love the Isle of Wight.
And then doggies got to play on the beach and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
What else happened?
Then
you had 2 weeks off work. Nathan went off to stay with his grandparents.
Yeah.
And
we had time to ourselves. We went on a lovely river cruise.
Oh yeah, with Robert.
Yeah.
From Hampton Court. Hampton Court to.
That's where the palace is, Henry VIII's house.
Yeah, well they had the Good Food Festival there, and what actually happened is, I originally was going to go to the Good Food Festival, and then we decided it was too expensive. So we said, oh, let's go on a boat instead. So we went to Hampton Court, got on this boat, cruised down the river for about 3 hours.
Three and a half, 3 hours, was it?
3 hours.
Yeah.
Went to Richmond, Richmond and Kew, that's where it stops. And then it went all the way to Westminster.
I might even find a photo for that.
And then we went to a pub called, what was it called? The St. Stephen's or something. It was a funny place.
It was.
It's supposedly reputable and where people go and they ring the bell and all that kind of stuff. And
the session bell.
Types go. But, it was interesting.
Look, Geezer just kept coming and talking to us. Like, oh, hi, I'm so-and-so. I'm Archie or whatever. And I'm just down here for a few days. I was like, okay.
Oh, he was talking to you. I didn't talk to any of them.
No, I couldn't.
Apart from the one that said, oh, I just heard you talking about your dogs will be retiring in a couple of years. If you'd like to give him to my parents because they're desperate for a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah,
weird.
That.
Yeah, give us your number, we'll be in touch.
And it cost me £27 for 3 drinks and 2 portions of chips.
I know. Unbelievable. And it was.
But it was a nice night, so, you know.
It was
that's
lovely,
what it is.
Yeah.
So that was the Isle of Wight and that was London. We didn't do much else, did we, while Nathan was away? Nathan went away with his dad for a week.
Yeah.
As
was
well.
Was it your mum's in Swindon at the beginning
of
the
I went to
weeks,
my mum's in Swindon. Bloody hell, that was ages ago.
I know. I thought that. Then I went back to work for a week, and then that was the thing, because I had bank holiday Monday and the Tuesday off. So I haven't done a full week's work for a few weeks. I don't know, it's going to be a struggle this week.
And what did me and Nathan do? We kind of went out and. What did we do? We went to Borough Market and places like that.
Yeah.
And so on.
I suppose how quickly 8 weeks goes.
I know, he's back at school on Wednesday.
Wow.
And, so that was the holidays that was.
So have we rambled enough then, for now?
Possibly.
Is that what rambling
what
is?
What lies in the future then?
Oh.
We're not going to ramble about the future.
We can ramble about the future on another boom,
okay.
Maybe. But what do you think? Where are we going with that one?
No, I don't necessarily know.
Okay.
I don't know what the future holds.
Holds us.
It doesn't hold the bloody lottery.
No, or we need a job.
Yeah, I need a job.
We rambled about that one time.
I know, I'm currently on
we're
a 30-day build my own business
thing. We are. Yeah, we
and
could do that.
You've changed your job slightly, haven't you?
Yeah, I was going to rumble about that separately.
Okay, well, you can rumble about this.
No, no, this is good. It's preempting. My job has changed a little bit.
Yeah. And so you're becoming more sales and marketing to
to
build the business.
Yeah, thing. But I might tell the story as to how that all came about, but with some care, maybe.
Yeah.
We would discuss that, and then you'll get a filtered version, maybe. But it would be good, and it is a good thing. I think it's a change.
Well, it's good for the future of your business, isn't it, and stuff like
that. Well, I think again, I'll have to be careful how much I say, but I think it's good for whatever I decide to do in the future, as well. But because I'm doing my job in a different way, but it's easier. It would be easier for me to do things in the future, more connected.
Anyway,
to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was a rambly boo.
It was.
And we'll do some more. It's the 1st of September. Well, it isn't. It's the 3rd of September now, isn't it? Or the 4th? 3rd.
The 3rd.
So it's the 3rd of September. What this was the 1st of September. I say this is Cara Dillon. Cara Dillon's like from Ireland. I think she's Northern Irish, though. I think. You listen to her accent, we have to see if you think she's Northern Ireland, I think. But I'm not sure. Let's have a listen. I'll do this.
Bye-bye.
This tune was composed by Spencer the Rover. Has valiant man had ever left home? Well, he had been much reduced, and it caused great confusion. And that was the reason he started to roam. In Yorkshire near Rotherham, he had been on the ramble. And weary of travelling, he had sat down to rest by the foot of a young mountain.